Magandang araw po sa inyo mga kapatid. Nagpapasalamat po ako sa inyong butihing pastor, Pastor Alvin, sa elders po ninyo at sa bawat isa po sa inyo for your gracious invitation. I counted it all joy and privilege po to share God's word with you today, and I'm just so humbled and thankful for the opportunity God has given me to preach His word and to minister. The previous weeks po, ang executive director of the World Health Organization's Health Emergencies Program na si Dr. Mike Ryan po ay nagbigay ng babala. At ganito po ang kanyang naging pahayag. This COVID-19 virus just may become another endemic virus in our communities, and this virus may never go away. At kanya pong pinoint sa HIV as a virus na hindi ho talaga na-eradicate. At sa kanyang pagpapatuloy, sinabi po niya ang ganito, "I don't think anyone can predict when or if this disease will disappear." Ang World Health Organization chief po ay nagbigay din ho ng babala the other week lang ho, that the COVID-19 crisis is far from over. And the worst is yet to come, with 10 million cases now and 500,000 deaths. There is a great deal of uncertainty whirling about concerning the COVID-19 po. Ang ating pong panahon na kinakaharap ngayon ay masasabi ho natin very troublesome times. We are going through a very uncertain and difficult times. Nariyan po ang mass confusion, widespread fear, and paranoia. It's a frightening time. We're in a time of massive upheaval. Marami pong mga kumpanya, maliit man o malaki, are headed into a nosedive reduction, recession, and layoffs. According to Philippine Statistics Authority, over 7.3 million jobs were lost in the Philippines sa ating pong bansa. At its unemployment rate hits a record high of 17.7% dahil po sa COVID-19 pandemic. And on top of all that, our individual problems have not gone away. We have never been in the situation we now find ourselves. Our world is turned upside down. We are facing unprecedented times right now, such as never been before in human history. Nariyan po ang takot, ang insecurity, and anxiety, pagkabahala, pagkabalisa concerning how COVID-19 will affect us, those we love, and our communities, including the church, consume us. Pinupugnaw po nito, pinupuksa tayo po ng krisis na ito. And this is where we find ourselves today with COVID-19. And as God's people, shall we be restless and dismayed? Tayo po ay dapat bang mabalisa at maligalig at manlumo o manlupaypay at masiraan ng loob? Kung ang ating pong sagot yan ay hindi. So, ano pong ating gagawin ngayon? What do we do now? Let's consider 3 biblical answers. At ngayon po, nais ko po kayong anyayahan as we confidently celebrate the divine support we have in the midst of the most trying times as shown in our passage. Wala pong problema whether emotional, physical, or spiritual is too big for our God. Marami po sa atin ngayon are facing decisions about the future, maaring financial obligations, stress with office workload, troubled hearts about matters such as emotional problems or financial problems. But God is able to give us His peace today as we release our burdens, rely on Him, and remember His faithfulness. Let's prepare to hear God's word read and proclaim by looking to the Lord in prayer. Samahan niyo po ako sa panalangin. Heavenly Father, maraming pong salamat sa inyong salita. We glory in the might and in the power of your word. You spoke the world into being by your word, and by that same word, you bring us to life in Christ. Give us then eyes to see and ears to hear the beauty and glory of your truth, and to respond to it in faith, in trust in the living God. Ito po ang aming samot dalangin sa tayong pangalan ng aming Panginoong Hesukristo. Amen. Meron pong tatlong eksena na makikita po tayo sa salmo na ito o sa mga awit na ito. At ang salita pong sela, kung inyo pong mapapansin sa ating passage ngayon, ang ibig po sabihin ay meditate or think about this. Ito po ang maglilid sa atin sa to divide the psalm into three distinct parts, sa tatlong bahagi po. In verses 1 to 3, makikita po natin ang ating unang eksena. It's a picture of God's power over nature. Ang pangalawang eksena po ay mula verse 4 to 7. It's a picture of a city engulfed by a massive siege. Isa pong larawan na isang lungsod o syudad na dinaragsa o binabalot po ng pagkubkob. At ang pangatlo pong eksena is from verse 8 through 11. It's a picture of a battlefield after the battle is over. Isa pong larawan ng pook ng labanan pagkalipas ng labanan. And I want to look at those three pictures. Gusto pong tignan natin yung tatlong larawan pong yan, yung tatlo pong eksena na yan na ating pong dinescribe sa salmo na ito, sa awit na ito. In the midst of this crisis, ano na? Ano na po ang ating gagawin? What do we do now? And let's consider three answers. Number one is run to God. Run to God. In this passage, God reminds us of His power to protect us against anything. In the midst of the most violent upheaval of nature possible, anuman pong malupit o marahas na kaguluhan o mabagsik na kalagaligan. The psalmist's point is this, mga kapatid. Maaari tayong magtiwala sa Diyos kahit ang buong mundo ay nagugulumihanan at o nagkakagulo na. Alam ng salmista na ang Diyos ay hindi matitinag, di nauuga, at mapagkakatiwalaan. God is our refuge against the raging of nature. Tingnan po natin ang mga verses po na ito. He begins by pointing us to who God is. Ang sabi po ng salmista, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The psalmist points us to three realities of God in the very first verse. Tatlong katotohanan tungkol po sa ating Diyos. The first thing is, ang sabi po ng psalmista, God is our refuge. Ang Diyos ang ating kanlungan, ang ating masisilungan, ang ating kaligtasan, our shelter and our safety. This is a word which speaks of God making us secure by defending us. Gagawin niya tayong ligtas at tiwasay sa pamagitan ng pagsasanggalang sa atin. Pansinin po natin, the emphasis is on God Himself. The point, being that God alone is our refuge, He and no other. It's not even He provides or gives us gives us refuge. It's that He Himself is our refuge. Siya po mismo. Pero hindi po nagtapos doon ang salmista. Ang sabi po niya, God is our refuge and He is our strength. Siya ang ating lakas o ang ating kalakasan. Now, this could point to God as the source of our inner strength and courage. But I want to suggest that though that is true, this means more. This means that God is the one who is strong when we are weak. Kapatid, napanghihinaan ka na ba ng loob? Nawawalan ka na ba ng lakas? Nanglulumo o nanlulupaypay ka na ba dahil sa mga nangyayari ngayon? God is strong for us when we are weak and unable to meet the challenges of our present circumstances. At ang pangatlo po, ang sabi ng salmista, a very present help, handang saklolo, laging nahandang sumaklolo. He is exceedingly near. The psalmist is saying, in time of trouble, note the verb tense, God is, that is present tense. Napaaganda po ng literal na pagkakasabi po sa original na salita. Literally, the Hebrew reads, Elohim to us a refuge and strength, a help in trouble is found very much. Ganyan po ang pagkakasabi sa original na salita. It is acknowledging the special truth of the special nearness of God to His people in troubled times, sa panahon ng kaguluhan at kabagabagan. Katulad po ng isang bata na takot sa dilim. At lalapit siya sa kanyang ama, sasabihin niya, Daddy, can I sleep with you tonight? Because he wants to know the special nearness of his father. So also in times of trouble, the people of God want to know the special nearness and care of their Heavenly Father. Ang protection po ng Diyos at ang kanyang kalakasan ay immediately available. A very present help. The instant we turn to Him in the midst of these traumatic circumstances, even if the whole natural order were turned upside down, we will not fear, for God cannot be shaken. The question is, when trouble strikes, do you want to face it with God as your refuge and strength, or do you want to find help elsewhere? Maliligalig ka o mananalig ka kay Kristo na ating kanlungan? Where do you run to? Where do you turn to? Kanino ka tatakbo? Kanino ka babaling? Kay Beshi Bellarica o kay Maring Cebuana Luelier? Kanino ka tatakbo? Kay Ninong Manny dahil para sa iyo ang laban na ito? O kay Kuya Will na may libreng jacket ka pa? O sa iyong pamilya na pwede ding pumalya? Kaibigang sanay sa laglagan? O sa iyong mga tinatawag na koneksyon na paglaon ng panahon, ang habol sa iyo ay koleksyon? These are all only human supports. They are unstable, uncertain at best, and at times they are suddenly swept away. Sa totoo lang po, mabibigo din nila tayo. Kapatid, kay Kristo lang. God is our help even if the worst imaginable calamities, crisis should come upon us. This is what verses 2 and 3 are about. Sometimes life is like that. The foundation of our established world ay inuuga po ng kaguluhan o ng krisis, ng kalamidad o ng trahedya. Whatever personal catastrophe o anumang meron ka ngayong kaligaligan, kabagabagan o kasukunaan na ating pong hinaharap ngayon, yan man po ay major health problem, the death of a loved one, the loss of your job, emotional problems, relational conflicts, or whatever, or even this COVID-19 crisis, God is bigger than your problems. He is readily available to help if you will take refuge in Him and trust in His strength. We can simply pour from the fullness of our hearts the burden of our spirit and the sorrow that seems to crush us. When troubled with burdens and difficulties too complicated to put into words and too puzzling to express or fully understand. Oh, mga kapatid, how sweet it is to fall into the embrace of His blessed arms and to simply sob out the sorrow that we cannot speak. You run to God and nothing can shake you. Ang sabi po sa Proverbs 18 verse 10, ang pangalan ng Panginoon ay isang toreng matibay, tinatakbuhan ng matuwid at doon siya'y tiwasay, kanlungan ng matuwid mula sa kapahamakan. He is our refuge and our strength. Sa orinal pong salita, ang salita pong refuge is literally translated a place to which we flee. Ang lugar kung saan po tayo parang tumatakas o tumatakbo. It is a place where we go to escape na iyong mapagkakanlungan, masisilungan at lugar ng iyong kaligtasan. But we must choose to go there. Natatandaan po natin ang kapahayagan pong yan sa Lumang Tipan. Na sino man po ang nagkasala na sinasadya man o hindi, nakapatay man po siya na hindi sinasadya o sinadya, para ho siya ay maingatan ang kanyang buhay, pupunta ho siya o tatakbo ho siya sa tinatawagong City of Refuge. Sapagkat pagka nandun po siya, ligtas siya. Now, as our refuge, we can flee to God and find relief and comfort. So kapatid, go to God every time fear finds you. Don't walk. Run, flee to our Father's help, power, love, and grace. We serve a God whose power is infinitely greater than all the forces in this world combined and exponentially magnified. And the psalmist is resting in that. Panatagpo ang salmista dyan. And he's running to God. Why? Because God is our immovable refuge. And I want to say that is so important for you and me to remember today is this, because it is especially in time of trouble that we need to run to God and to acknowledge His control over all circumstances, mga kapatid. Maaring ang pakiramdam ho natin ngayon, like our circumstances will never change. We may feel like we've entered the never-ending valley of the shadow of death. But God assures us that He is in control. We can have confidence in God's sovereign oversight. Nothing happens outside po of His sovereignty. All of these troubles, as great as they are, they are out of proportion in terms of the magnitudes of the kinds of trouble that we face. All of these troubles po ay baliwala o magtitinging napakadali kung ihahambing ho sa laki ng ating Diyos na buhay at ng Kanyang kapangyarihan na tugunan at lunasan ang mga bagay na ito and care for us in the midst of all difficulty. Katulad po ng crisis ng COVID-19 na ito. Pangalawa po, nakatugunan, refuse to yield to fear. Hindi po dapat tayong bumigay, sumuko o pahinuhod sa takot. The psalmist continues in verse 2, therefore we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. Now, let me tell you that we can only refuse our fears makalipas na tayo po'y tumungo o lumapit sa Diyos. Katulad po na aking nabanggit kanina, this psalm is divided into 3 sections or stanzas. And each ending with the word Selah, a pause for contemplation. Now, in addition, the second and third stanzas end with the refrain. And that refrain is this: the Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress. Ngayon po, sa stanza 1, verses 1 to 3, it is a general statement sharing, stressing that God alone is our refuge, even on the worst calamities. In the next stanza, verses 4 through 7, the psalmist emphasizes the defense, yung tanggulan o kanlungan of God's city. So here's the second scene, pangalawang eksena. Look at verses 4 to 7. Dito po, ang psalmista again reminds us of God's power to protect us against anything. And he does it by showing us two things at the same time that seem contradictory. Parang magkasalungat, ano ho? Una, there is this picture in verses 4 and 5 of a serene, of a peaceful, of a quiet city, the city of God. But then, when you look at verses 5 through 7, you realize that this city is under siege, nasa ilalim po ng pagkubkub. It's another picture of the challenges facing the people of God in this fallen world. A city engulfed by an innumerable horde of its enemies. Napapalibutan po at napapaligiran ng kanyang mga kaaway, ng kanyang mga kalaban. Para hong, buti nga ho, kung sa gera, kikita mo, kilala mo yung kaaway mo, kalaban mo. Pero sabi nga ho, itong panahon ngayon, hindi ho tayo po napapaligiran ng mga ng COVID-19 virus at di ho natin yan nakikita at parang handang-handa sila na tayo po ay kubkubin. But we learn here in verses 4 through 7 that when we are surrounded by our enemies, we are as secure as if we were singing the praises of the Lord Jesus Christ around the celestial throne in glory. There is a dramatic change in tone and atmosphere beginning po verse 4. And here's a major scene change. Nagbago ho ng eksena. In verses 4 to 7, we have a description of the city of God. Yung bayan po ng Diyos, tahanang lunsod. Ito po ang tahanan ng Diyos na dakila, the place in which He makes His visible presence known among the nations. It's a picture of security, ng kapanatagan, ng seguridad, ng katiwasayan, ng kaligtasan. But verse 5 enters the reality check because this city is under siege. Ang sabi, ang lungsod na ito ay nasa banta o ilalim ng pagkubkob. Yet, the city is going to hold. Hindi makikilos, hindi matitinag, hindi masisira. This city is not going to be moved. Why? First, because God is in the midst of her. Yan po ang sabi ng salmista, ang Diyos ay nasa gitna niya. Ang Panginoon na mga hukbo ay kasama natin. Sa ibang salin po, nasa atin ang Diyos na kapangyarihan. Naroon po ang kanyang presensya, His presence. God alone is able to make a way in difficult situation. Release our burden to God. He has the power to sustain, deliver, and preserve His people. It is vital that we know how to tap into His presence to receive His peace, endurance. Pangalawa po, ang sabi ng salmista, God will help her. Tutulungan siya ng Diyos. Naroon po ang kapangyarihan ng ating Diyos. His power is there. And thirdly, God will help her when morning dawns. Tutulungan siyang maaga ng Diyos. Yan po ang pangako ng ating Panginoong Diyos. His presence, His power, and His promise. And for all these reasons, the city will hold. And in verse 6, we have this beautiful, this glorious declaration. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters His voice, the earth melts. God speaks speaks the sage into oblivion. He spoke the world into being. Tatandaan ho natin. There was nothing. And by his word, there was everything. And by the same power of God, sa sandaling magsalita, magwika ang Diyos sa kaaway ng kanyang mga anak, ang lahat ay maglalaho, mapaparam, lahat ay malilipol at mawawala. And the chorus of verse 7 has a refrain of confidence ending it. And it's another meditation on God. In fact, it thinks about three aspects. First of all, He is the Lord of hosts. He's the God of armies. Siya ang Diyos o Panginoon ng mga hukbo, Diyos na makapangyarihan. It does remind you of that day, matatandaan natin, si Prophet Elisha at yung kanyang servant ay napapaligiran ng kanilang mga kaaway, ng kanilang mga kalaban. And as the servant goes out, He sees the host of enemies, laksa-laksa, dagsa-dagsa, napakaraming bilang ho ng kanilang mga kaaway. Sila po'y napapaligiran, napapalibutan. At sila po'y handang lusubin at kubkubin. At ang kanya pong servant ay takot na takot. He's so terrified. At bumalik po siya kay Elisha at ang sabi niya kay Elisha, anong gagawin natin? What are we going to do? And Elisha says, those who are with us are more than those who are against us or with them. And the servant's eyes are opened to see the hills full of horses and chariots of fire. And here's this picture again, mga kapatid. He's the God of armies. He has hosts and hosts and legions of angels at his disposal protecting his people. He's the God of armies. But even better than that, he's on our side. The God of hosts is on our side. Ang Panginoon ng mga hukbo, ang Diyos ng mga pangyarihan ay kasama natin at nasa atin. At hindi lamang po nagtapos doon ang salmista. Ang sabi niya, he's the God of Jacob. He's the God who made promises to us. He's the God of the covenant. He's the God who has pledged to be faithful to His people. He's the covenant-keeping God. And He is our fortress. He's our stronghold. And this word is a picture of a fortress that's naroon po sa inaccessible height. Nobody can get to it. Nobody can get to God's people. They are secure because of who He says He is, because of what He does for us. Natatandaan niyo po ang story ni King Hezekiah sa 2 Kings. Nung si King Sennacherib attacked Jerusalem, natitiyak niya daw po na dahil sa kakulangan ng supply ng tubig, ultimately ay susuko din ang buong bansa na pinamumunuan ni King Hezekiah. But unknown to Sennacherib, Jerusalem had a source of water. Napakatalino ho ni King Hezekiah because he had built an underground tunnel which secretly brought water 1,777 feet through solid rock from the spring of Gihon to the pool of Siloam. And that little stream supplied all of their needs during the siege. That river is a picture of the greater spiritual resource of the Lord Himself. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. He is the living water who alone can quench our spiritual thirst. Mga kapatid, whatever problems rage against you, siya ang ilog na patuloy na dadaloy, magsusustain sa atin at magbibigay ng kagalakan maging sa gitna ng pagkubkob ng krisis na ito, o ng anumang virus o karamdaman na ito, o anumang problema o pagsubok. we can name it and then take it specifically and immediately to God in prayer. Pwede natin sabihin sa ating Panginoong Diyos, honestly, Lord, I'm afraid for my job. I'm afraid for my health, for my family, my finances, my supplies. And we can ask Him for the courage to trust our fears to Him. We cannot prevent the emotion of fear, but we can refuse to yield na tayo po ay makukub o magpakontrol at bumigay sa takot. Why? Because God is our inexhaustible resource. Hindi maubusan, hindi masasaid na mapagkukunan. The same word that spoke the world into being protects you from all your enemies. The Lord of hosts, the God of armies, the God of Jacob is with you. God is our refuge and God is our resource. Siya ang magbibigay ng ating mga pangangailangan, mga kapatid. He will sustain and uphold you in times of trouble. Siya po ang magtataguyod po sa atin. Pangatlo pong katugunan, rest in faith. Rest in faith. We come to the third of those sections now. One last picture, verses 8 through 11. It's the final picture po. The picture is a future picture. Now, the battle is over. And this picture is used by the psalmist to remind us of God's power to protect us against anything by showing His complete victory. Yung ganap po na katagumpayan, higit sa lahat ng anumang pwersang iniharap laban sa atin. It's a picture of the future when the challenges facing the people of God in this fallen world are ended. It's a picture of the desolation and destroying of all gods and all of our enemies, of all God's enemies. Ito po'y larawan ng kapanglawan at paglipol, pagtupok o pagkawasak ng mga kaaway o kalaban ng Diyos. And the point is this, remember what the battlefield is going to look like when God is done. Remember what the battlefield is going to look like when God is done. Verses 8 through 11 have the same function as the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation gives us the end before it has come to remind us of the certainty of the victory that is coming. The whole point of the book of Revelation po is this. We win. Tayo po'y nagtagumpay. It's a picture to strengthen your hope because of the certain future that is coming. That's what Revelation is. It's a picture of God's victory. It's a picture of God's triumph. And one day, these days will be gone. One day there will be a new heaven and a new earth with no more death or mourning. Wala na hong dalamhati, wala na hong crying or pagtangis or pain or paghihirap. That's why our Father says we can be still in the knowledge that I am God. At sabi po ng ating Panginoon Diyos. The people of the earth are issued a command. Look at verse 10. Ang sabi po dyan ng salmista, be still and know that I am God. Ang sabi po ng ating Diyos, be still, cease striving, stop your fighting, and know that I am God. Now, though this verse is often cited in the context of the personal devotional life, its true context po is public, it's cosmic, and universal. This is God speaking to His people, mga kapatid. Sinasabi po ng Diyos, silence. I will reign. Tumigil kayo. Magsitigil kayo. At kilalanin ninyo na ako ang Diyos. This is God's announcement of His rule, ng Kanyang paghahari, ng Kanyang pamamahala, at ng Kanyang judgment, ng Kanyang paghuhukom against them. Kaibigan, kinilala mo na ba ang Diyos na si Jesucristo bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas ng buhay mo? O patuloy ka pa rin sa pakikipagtunggali laban sa Kanya? Pinipilit at sinisikap na patunayan ang lahat na para bang ikaw ang Diyos. Kaibigan, ang sabi ng Diyos, tumigil ka na. Mapapagod ka lang. Mabibigo ka lang. Itaas mo na ang iyong kamay. Sumuko ka na sa akin. Isuko mo na at ipagkatiwala ang buhay at kaluluwa mo kay Kristo Jesus at kilalanin mong ako lamang ang makapangyarihan at matagumpay na Diyos. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in Him. Come to Him in faith and repentance. Believe in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary, kapatid. Ang panahon na dapat mong gawin ito ay ngayon na. Manampalataya ka sa Panginoong Hesukristo, magsisi sa iyong mga kasalanan at hingin ang kanyang kapatawaran. Kilalanin ang ginawa niyang pagliligtas sa iyo sa tiyak na kapahamakan. Namatay siya para sa iyo sa krus ng Kalbaryo upang ikaw ay bigyan ng buhay na buhay na walang hanggan at ikaw ay maligtas. Kung hindi ka susuko ngayon, haharapin mo pa rin ito sa darating na araw. Kaya lamang, ito ay maaring araw na ng paghuhukom o paghatol sa iyo at hindi na pagpapala. The storm of life will come and the greatest storm of all will be the final judgment. Kaibigan, make Christ your refuge now where there's still time. If you are a Christian, ang utos na ito ay panawagan na magtiwala at ilagak ang pananalig sa Diyos na magtatayo ng lunsod na magbibigay galak sa puso ng mga nagtitiwala sa Kanya. Be still. Stop. Rest and know Jehovah is God. He is Jehovah Sabaoth, Lord of hosts. He is the Elohim of Jacob. Think about that and find rest for your soul. We're simply called to trust and to be faithful. And this informs our whole approach to the Christian life. The point is, God is in control, not you, not even the government. So let God handle the situation. Let God handle your situation. Rest in faith. Why? Because God is our invincible ruler. Hindi siya magagapi, hindi magugupo, at hindi malulupig ng sino man. And this psalm, mga kapatid, encourages us to hope and trust in God and His power as providence and His gracious presence are on us and around us in the most difficult times. It teaches us to take comfort in God when things look very black and threatening. Mga kapatid, behold His works. And submit to Him as your ruler when you face a crisis. And then bow to His ways. And exalt Him by submitting joyfully to Him through your trouble. We glorify Him when we concede to Him as our ruler in times of trouble. Mga kapatid, may God enable us in the midst of our own troubles to trust in Him even as the psalmist did. Be still and know that God is God. You can run to Him because God is our immovable refuge. You can refuse to yield to fear and bring your fears to Him because God is our inexhaustible resource. And rest in Him today because God is our invincible ruler. Tayo po'y manalangin. Heavenly Father, nagpapasalamat po kami na iyo pong sinugo ang iyong bugtong na anak bilang aming tagapagligtas. We give you thanks that the psalmist's confidence can be ours. Lord, with this picture of what you are doing and this picture of the security of your people in the midst of all the troubles of this world, Panginoon, protektahan niyo po kami. Palakasin niyo po kami ngayon. Keep us trusting, keep us clinging, keep us holding on even in the valley of the shadow of death because of the God who is our refuge and strength and very present help in time of trouble, that we might remain faithful and hopeful and serviceable for your glory and our eternal good. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.